The 67th NBA All-Star Game, putting the Warriors in the spotlight in L.A. as Klay and Draymond joining Team Stephen, with KD on Team LeBron, and Klay putting on a show from beyond the arc in the first half, finishing with 5 threes and 15 points on the evening. KD had 19 points on the night with 6 rebounds, while Stephen hit 3 trays, captaining his team that set the pace for a good portion of the evening in a competitive game that came down to the final shot, with KD's side, Team LeBron, coming out on top, 148-145 the final. Here's KD in the postgame.
I think the camaraderie was good. I mean, the game of basketball kind of dictates that. Our coaches did a good job of, you know, sending a message yesterday in practice on how we wanted to play. We wanted to kind of change the narrative of All-Star game being a joke. And today we wanted to make it a real basketball game. So, you know, when a coach draws up a play in the huddle, we can't go out there and not run it right. And when he says switching on defense or give us different pick and roll coverages, we have to do it. So everybody just falls in line when, you know, the game tells you to. So, you know, when it comes to not playing with guys or, you know, playing against guys that, you know, you, like Kyrie said before, interconference rivals or whatever, it just goes out the window because the game is more important than that stuff.
Mark over here.
Hey, Kevin, Mark Medina, Mercury News. When you look at the moments going up against Steph and Klay and Draymond, what kind of stuck out to you tonight with that?
Everybody just played hard, you know. It's a lot of respect on that court. You know, grew up with some of these guys. You're playing Team USA. You compete against them in playoffs. So it was just an amazing amount of respect for everybody. So, you know, Draymond played hard against me. Klay, Steph the same. So, you know, it's all love when we're off the court. But when we step in between the lines, is, you know, you just want to play. You want to get better. You want to feel like you did something right out there. So, you know, personal relationships and all that stuff goes out the window.
All the way in the
KD,
back, Marcus.
Marcus Thompson with The Athletic. I see you wave off a Joel Embiid three, but at the end you made sure Steph didn't get it off.
Yeah.
What was your defensive philosophy going into this game?
Me and Joe got a nice – we always go back and forth. So I'm not going to play that type of defense against him again because I know how good he is. But we just wanted to get a stop at the end of that game, and obviously everybody knows how deadly Steph is around three-point line. So – especially me, so I just tried to get a hand up and, you know, make them pass, and, you know, they didn't even get a shot up, so that was good.
Cameron Buford, LA News Observer, right here to your right.
Yeah, I got to start standing up, man.
No, right here. You got it right here.
Right.
I want to know, with this new format, do you look forward to one day picking your own team, and would you like to see that televised?
It don't matter to me either way. I just want to hoop. So if they ever – I'll pick my teams. I don't mind telling who's my first pick or who's my last pick. But at the end of the day, we still got a hoop. So.
Well, thanks for putting on a good show tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Mark, back left.
Mark Spears, ESPN's undefeated. Did the mixing of the rosters make it more of a kinder, gentler game? And also, was it a little odd to not have any Lakers or Clippers, you know, in any game? Usually a whole city has somebody, yeah. But...
Yeah, the mix of the players was cool. It was different. You know, obviously we always go east and west, but to play with Kemba and Bron and Bradley and, you know, guys on the Eastern Conference, you know, you mix it up, you kind of get to know them on a different level now. So when you play against them, the respect level just rises up. So, you know, just being around them in the locker room, see how they get ready for a game, just their routine, you can appreciate that because – you know, truth of the matter is those 24 guys, I can't relate to nobody. They can relate to me more than anybody else in this world. So, you know, it's good to kind of see that on a personal level once you mix the teams. And what was your second question? Sorry.
I guess the oddity more so with the Lakers, but not having any Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Hometown guy.
Yeah, that was odd. That was odd. But I was talking to Kemba, and I said, told him next year is going to be in his hometown, so he got to make it. And, you know, usually when you got a guy that, you know, playing their city, everybody kind of rallies around him and supports him. So, but it was different not having a Laker or a Clipper here.
Rachel, you're on the left.
Want to know whether a photo of you guarding Steph on that final possession is going to get blown up around the Warriors practice facility
anywhere?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. That was great defense by myself. I'm like, pat myself on the back. But
is it going to be fun to have some bragging rights over your
teammates?
I mean,
I don't know if we'll do that. The game was so good. It was so competitive. It was the best one I've been a part of. You know, it was grateful that I got this opportunity. And, you know, we all played a great game. So, you know, there's no trash talking.
Chris, last question before Coach Casey.
Chris Haynes, ESPN. Kev, from our vantage point, it seemed a little quiet out there, the atmosphere. I was wondering, as a player, was that something that you...
What you mean?
It was quiet. I mean, it seemed like it was a golf event out there.
I don't know where you were sitting.
Huh?
Well, you probably were sitting high up, but it was a lot of... I don't know where your seats was. You got to talk to ESPN about that one. But... Nah, I mean, it was a lot of, you know, guys were talking out coverages.
Oh, I was talking about the fans. And that was quiet.
Oh.
Not you guys.
Oh, yeah, you got to phrase that better, bro. I don't know. We was locked in, to be honest. I didn't really notice it. We were locked in. But I thought towards the end of the game, the crowd got into it, and you seen the excitement around the on court side. And I'm sure up in the stands, they were on pins and needles to see who was going to win that game. And when Ron made the layup, it went crazy. You know, the crowd went crazy. So people tend to focus more in the fourth quarter anyway. The first three quarters, they don't mind getting up, getting a hot dog, and coming back and checking the score. But in the fourth, everybody was in their seats waiting. So usually that's always winning time.
Next up for the Warriors, a game on Thursday night at Oracle Arena as they host the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.